This one is called My Toilet Hates Me. It is a sad fact of my existence, but my toilet hates me. At first, I thought it was just a bit distant, but after some time had passed and I had spent more time on it, I realized that what I was feeling was hatred. It's understandable, really. Were our positions reversed, I'm not sure, but what I wouldn't feel the very same way. But our positions are not reversed, and they are not likely to be. I am on the top, and my toilet is on the bottom, and that is how things will stay. It is, I believe, the natural order of things. My toilet simply will not accept this. It resents the fact that our relationship is not reciprocal. But what can I do about it? I am not God. I cannot change reality simply because my toilet cannot come to terms with its place in the universe. It is becoming increasingly difficult for me to use my bathroom at home. I am uncomfortable there. Even washing my hands or brushing my teeth, I can feel it glowering at me, and so I am inclined to hurry. I no longer bathe, but have a quick shower, just to avoid that awful disapproving silence. My number twos I do in various public restrooms, and my number ones I now do in an old mayonnaise jar. These I still pour into my toilet, but I only do that once a day, and I manage the whole thing as quickly as possible. Holding the jar firmly in my right hand, I step quickly into the room. I pour whilst depressing the handle with my left. I never look into the bowl. I back out fast, and I do not even straighten out of my crouch until I am safely out in the hall. The whole business is really very stressful, but I don't know what else to do. And to make matters worse, next week my mother comes to visit.